I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, last year an interesting fish showed up in our waters, and it looks like we're seeing them again this year. We want to talk about it a little bit today. It's the king mackerel. Tell us what king mackerel are.
So a king mackerel is a longer sort of cigar-shaped fish. They have silvery sides, and when they're smaller, they'll tend to have some yellow spots or speckles on them. And then as they grow and get a little bigger, those spots fade into more of a dark bar. They're a relative of the much smaller mackerel that we tend to see around Cape Waters, but they're bigger, 3 to 5 pounds. These are juvenile king mackerel. They're predatory fish. They've got sharp teeth, and it's a pretty fun thing for us to be able to catch them.
Are they more typically a fish that you see down south?
Exactly. So king mackerel are a southern species. They're more common, say, from the Carolinas south into Florida. And so really they're a visitor up to our waters in the late summertime. About a decade ago, we saw them in good numbers in Cape Cod waters. Then we went many years with them just being kind of an incidental catch now and then. Last year was the first time in a long time that we saw them in schools and heard about fishermen catching dozens at a time. And it seems like this year, for whatever reason, they're back again.
How are fishermen finding these typically? Are they just turning up as they're fishing other fish?
For the most part, it's fishermen who are out looking for bluefish or stripers happening to catch them. But a few anglers are realizing that they can target them and actually catch more of them that way. They do, like I said, have sharp teeth. So if you're fishing with a wire leader because you know you might encounter them, you're more likely to land one. Also, fishermen are finding that because they are such a speedy, fast fish, they can cull them out or single them out from bluefish and striped bass by fishing lures that move fast. So high-speed trolling is probably one of the best ways to cover some water. And basically, you're fishing a lure so fast that a striped bass or a bluefish can't catch it. But if there's a king mackerel in the area, it will be able to get to it.
Are they edible? What's it like to eat king mackerel?
Well, they have a reputation down south sort of like bluefish. They're an oily fish, and some people love them. Some people say they're too fishy, and everyone agrees that if you smoke them, they're delicious. They actually call large king mackerel down in the south smokers because they're so good for that. The ones we're seeing here at 3 to 5 pounds probably will be delicious eating. If you like bluefish, if you like a stronger tasting fish, I'm sure you'll enjoy them.
Is there anything we should know about size limits?
Because they're an uncommon fish species up here, there are no state limits on king mackerel. So if you catch one, by all means, feel free to keep it.
Let's round up the fishing action now. What are fishermen talking about and what should we be looking for heading out?
Well, along with these reports of king mackerel, we're also hearing the first reports of Atlantic bonito. That's another late summer visitor, so that's got fishermen excited. And these early reports are coming mostly from Buzzards Bay toward the Rhode Island border, so expect to see that picking up over the next week. Also, everyone's talking about the Cape Cod Canal. It's been another phenomenal summer for striped bass fishing in the Cape Cod Canal. And ever since the full moon last week, we've been hearing about the 20, 30, 40-pound fish coming out of the canal. Definitely keep an eye on that if you're a shore fisherman looking for striped bass. Other than that, it's been a little quiet. A lot of folks asking where the bluefish are. We've heard some good reports just this week about Vineyard Sound and Nantucket Sound, especially out towards Chatham, holding some bluefish. And then for bottom fishing, mixed reports on fluke and still some very good sea bass fishing. You have to go deep now, though, because the water's gotten warm. 80 feet of water will probably get you into some good sea bass.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.